Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. We are going to be finishing up the message that we started at the beginning of the week on the dangers of drifting. And I tell you, this thing's helped me. I'm going back over the sermon, and then I'm editing some of those things. And while I'm doing it, God's reminding me that there's some dangers in drifting and that we got to be real careful. We spoke, first of all, earlier in the week about that our spirituality is our responsibility. We're as close to God as we want to be. And we are going to be speaking about complacency today. And so this will be the final message on the dangers of drifting, a message that we preached at youth camp in West Virginia. And so this will be part number 4 of the message.
I want you to take, once again, your Bibles and go to Hebrews chapter number 2. I want to preach on the theme verse, and the thought that I would like to take is the dangers of drifting. The dangers of drifting. Look at the text with me tonight. The Bible says, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them, what? Slip. Amen.
This will be part 4 of the message, and this will be the closing portion of the message we've been hearing all week long. And we pray that this is going to be a blessing, help to you as you listen today.
This mural behind us, this great scene of which Brother Jeremy has painted, I asked him last night, I said, Brother Jeremy, is that the story that you told me about? He said, yes, sir. Brother Jeremy told me a story. I figured he'd probably share it this week, so I didn't say anything about it. The story to which Jeremy shared with me was this. There was two boys fishing one day, and they were enjoying life. Everything was great. The weather was wonderful. They were catching fish. They were laughing. They were having fun. How many likes to have fun, right? There's nothing wrong with having fun. Praise God, we all like to have fun. They were catching fish. They were having fun. They were going through all of those things that day. But here's what happened. Time began to pass. And as time began to pass, they were drifting. Sun began to set, and it began to get dark. They were losing track of their position. They were losing track of their surroundings. Can I tell you, it happens in the Christian life. And one thing led to another, and while they were having fun, and while they were catching fish, they lost track of time, and they lost track of their surroundings, and it ended in destruction. They went over a cliff, and their boat was sent to the bottom, and their destruction was great, and the two boys died that day. You have the ability tonight. You have the ability to be a witness for Jesus. Tonight, look here, my heart breaks for you. I've talked to preachers all week long. I see children in the house of God today. Look here, you guys are dealing with things that I've never dealt with in my whole life. Your family troubles, everything that you've got a whole lot on you. There's some of you young people, you've seen things that I've never seen. You've experienced heartache and trouble like that I've never seen tonight. But I'm here to tell you, listen, don't drift away from the Master, friend. He's the only one that can help you. And if you'll stay close to Jesus, look here. If you'll stay close to Jesus, friend, he'll stay close to you. Nothing, no, look here, and I'm not telling you tonight that depression is not a real thing. It is. But there's no pill going to help you like Jesus will. It's not worth losing your life over. There's no bullet going to help you like Jesus will. Friend, there's a purpose for your life. Jesus, the Bible said this, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. The Lord knew who you'd be. He knew what your eye color would be. He knew what your hair color would be. He knew how tall you'd be. He knows who you're going to marry. He knows what position and what place that you're going to be in your life. God knows you. But do you know him? While God knows every detail of your life, it ought to provoke you, friend, to want to know every detail about his life. When I got saved, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't understand my mission. I didn't understand my purpose. I didn't understand that I could be a witness. I didn't, listen, when I got saved, I wasn't taking people outside by the picnic tables and leading them to the Lord Jesus Christ. I wasn't doing those things. But I saw some who were. I saw some that was on fire. And I began to see some things, and this is what I wanted. I seen that person, amen, sitting in the choir, waving their hands for the glory of God. And I'd see the glory bumps all over them. I'd say, I want what they've got. I want to feel what they're feeling. I want to experience what they're experiencing. I want that type of relationship. I want God to do that to me. Can I tell you something? He's done it. But then, when you ever get to the place where you grow as the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, you become a follower of the Lord, and you've decided, I'm going to go all the way for Jesus, and God begins to equip you, God begins to give you some things, God begins to give you some help, and you say, praise God, I'm going to give my life to the Lord, to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to go wherever he wants me to go. I'm going to do whatever God wants me to do, whatever God's called me to, that's where I'm going to go. If you ever get to that point in your life, this is what you do. Once you get saved by the grace of God, once you surrender to the call of God, once you figure out, man, what God's doing in your life, this is what you do. You replicate what God did in you. The reason why the churches are not growing is because we're not making disciples. Every season, look here. How many of y'all like Clemson? How many of y'all like West Virginia? North Carolina? Two people. West Virginia? Now let me ask you a question. About your team, if you know they got a position, they was paid lots of money, they just sit on the bench all the time. That's complacency. I want to remind you tonight, there was a price that was paid. Don't cheapen the price. Something's happened to me in the last couple of years, something's happened to me. And this is what I want from my church. This is what I want for your church. I want us to quit. I want us to quit sitting back and watch complacency take over. And let's turn around and let's start letting worship take over. Let's watch some of that transformation. Look here, you shouldn't be where you was at when you got saved. You ought to be ready. How long you been saved, sister? More than 5 years? More than 5 years. You ought to be able to lead somebody to Jesus at this point. If you don't know how, I'll teach you. Amen? Teach somebody what you know about Jesus. Somebody said a long time ago that you're the only Bible that some people will ever read. Can I ask you tonight? God did something miraculous in my life. He did something miraculous in your life when he saved you from sin. So I'm going to ask you tonight to get involved. If you're saved and you say that you're saved, I'm not trying to be ugly. Look here. This is not about being ugly. This is about helping you as a saved individual be better for Jesus, right? If you're saved, then you ought to be at church. Because the Bible says you ought to be at church.
Amen. You're right. Amen.
Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without... Wait, what's wavering? Wavering is drifting. Let us hold fast what's profession? A salvation. I profess tonight that I'm a child of the King. I'm not wavering on it either. I'm standing on it. I'm secure on it, right? Without wavering. Now get this. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more, as you see the day approaching. If you drift away from church, you'll drift away from God, and you'll drift away from your Bible. There was a man, not too long ago, this man come talk to me, he said, you know, I don't agree with you. He said, you keep saying that you got to go to church, you got to go to church, you got to go to church. I said, I'm not saying that. The Bible said that. He said, well, I think I can have church at the house. I said, well, who takes up the offering at your house? How many missionaries do you support? How many lost people have you reached? Where's your soul winning? How many young people is in your choir at your house? Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together, right? That means this. You got to get up. You got to get involved. You got to put some clothes on. You know what all that requires? It requires you to do something. Complacency will cause you to stop praying. I'm good enough. I'm okay. I'm happy where I'm at. I don't want to grow no more. You know, I'm 40-something years old. I'm not going there. And I'm still wanting to be taller. If I could just grow another 6 inches, right? That's the way I am in my spiritual walk with God.
Yes.
I might look here. There's some great preachers preach this week. Without a doubt. And I know I'm not even close to them guys. But can I tell you tonight, in my Christian life, I don't want to arrive. I don't want to reach the place where I say, okay, I've sang my last song. I've preached my last message. I'm smarter than everybody else. I'm not that. I want to keep digging. Look, I want to keep a digging. I want to keep singing. Praise God. I want to keep backing the man of God. I want to keep men studying. I want to keep digging for the glory of God. And I listen, you say, why, preacher? Because I haven't heard no trumpet sound. The fight's still on, friend. Until we hear the trumpet sound, we better not get complacent. I know tonight I'm preaching tonight to some preacher's wives. I'm preaching tonight to some deacons that are going to be faithful to God. I'm preaching tonight to some men that's going to one of these days surrender to the call to preach and carry the gospel to the world. I'm preaching tonight to missionaries. Somebody in this room is going to flip some type of little continent somewhere over for the, maybe it's a big continent, for the glory of God. Somebody tonight, look here. Somebody's going to be a Sunday school teacher. Somebody's going to lead the choir. Somebody's going to take up the offering. Somebody's going to carry the water for the preacher. So you're listening to me tonight. And listen, I'm already seeing some of you get involved in service. But one of these days when you get it in your heart, you don't have to do it for a blessing buck. Amen. It's going to come natural. It's going to come from the depths of your soul. And you're going to say, you know what? I want to get up this morning and I want to do something for Jesus. Don't be complacent. I'm going to leave you with this statement tonight. Whatever you do, please don't drift from this point. Stay anchored in. I'm going to tell you tonight, I love you. Look here, every one of y'all. I'm so concerned about your lives. Because I know, look here, every single year it happens. When we leave this camp, our young people are on fire for God. And when we get in that bus, youngins know they have to return home. And much of them have to go home to a bad situation at home. It's not a loving environment like this. It's not a place where they can grow. No matter how bad it gets at home, God sent his son because he loves you. And I promise you tonight, look here, I promise you he's going to be there with you. He's going to hold your hand through the hard times. He's going to hold your hand when you ain't got a friend in the world. The Lord will be there for you.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HooperscreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.